Hiya, Pop.
I'm home.
Hello, Soaring Eagle. It's good to have you back from school.
Oh, come on. Call me Eddie. I'm an American now.
What have they been teaching you?
Just what we need for a better life. French horn, Italian, water polo.
Yes, at the Custer Memorial Indian School, Eddie's one of our prize students. We're giving him away next week.
Oh, my white brother.
London! The largest city in the greater London area. I can't get a bigger one than this. This is where jam was invented. I've got tits. Let me just explain this before I get any further. That it was, well, as a transvestite, it's my job. When I first came out, when I was 23, which is 6 years ago now, I was with breasts. I was avec breasts, or con breasts, as the Spanish say, and it just didn't work. People kept going, yes, sir. No, sir. Three bags full, sir. Would you like tea with that, sir? Yes, tea. Why don't you put it on my breasts? Tea for this man's breasts. Thank you, Miguel. Anything else? No. So obviously it wasn't working, so I threw my breasts away out of the window of my Lamborghini. In my mind. Actually, I threw them out the window of my Ford Fiesta. In my mind. Actually, threw them out of the skip that I was living in. And they hit a small child who ran up, Mom, Mom, jellyfish drive-by shooting. Jellyfish mugged me, Mum. Jellyfish? Where are their tentacles? Must have burnt up on re-entry. Can I keep them, Mum, just for church? As many people do. So that was good. So I was without breast. And then I thought, no, no, I've got breast envy. Just like penis envy, which I do not have. I have penis nonchalance. Penis casualness, penis... Yes, Vicar, I know what you mean, but... Boom, time for tea. Third of your shoulder, Dick Whittington type of nonchalance. Did Dick Whittington and Robin Hood realize that one day people would go, ha-ha, I'll go back to London. One day, Dick, you're going to be famous. I know I'm a famous Lord Mayor of London. No, the girls are going to play you. Hmm? It's just your kind of louche way. So I went and I bought a pair of breasts. And I went down and said, pair of your finest breasts. And it was just like that scene from Harry Potter when he's getting a wand. And they go, oh, yes. John Hurt, breasts for Mr. Izzard. Yes, yes.
Oh. Hey, 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 wake money, up, go money, to money. Sleep. Hello. Who cares? It's time for the Triple XM All Night Morning Show. I'm your host, Dick Joke, and here's my co-host, Jingle Tits.
Hey, and... Dick, I gotta tell you, I think that the hormones are kicking in. I'm actually beginning to get some titskies now.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Gonna show them to you right now. Look!
Oh, look, wow! Look, look. Yeah, it looks, it's a Mercator projection. Hey,
I didn't think the sex operation was gonna take, but.
Hey, listen, how many dumb blondes does it take to screw in a light bulb? I don't know, because I was screwing the dumb blondes.
What about the C cup that you're doing? Yeah. Now, mate, they're a bit fly by night. Yes, maybe not. Maybe something heavier. The double D's would do you nice. So that's what I got, you know. And they're great. They have advantages. They do. You lose weight immediately. Immediately, your chest is here, and so you've got this concave bit. And people are going, "Hey, you've lost weight." No, I've got big tits. Ah, knew there was something. And you can strap them around your ears in an aeroplane. Cuts down the noise. I'm sorry, you know. There's always kids crying in aeroplanes. Even if there's no kid on the aeroplane, they seem to find them. Come on, you're going to Denver. I don't want to go to Denver. British Midland doesn't fly to Denver. Oh, do you know all about our schedules, eh? Sit there, I'll get you with a metal fork. No longer the metal knife. Because the metal knife has been removed since September the 11th. But the metal fork's still there, because that's not dangerous. You could stick it in your eye and... I laugh at your fork in the eye thing. In the jugular. Psst, no. No real problem. They're going to go soon. It'll just be the spoon. And that'll only hurt if you're an egg. Or the nibblies. and there's never enough nibblies. And you go, mon nibblies, mon. It's only a 40-minute flight. I can eat more than this in 40 minutes. And the other thing, and women don't actually do this, and I think they should, because it's great, you can just grab your boobs when you're talking to officials. How fast was I going? I don't even have a car. That's quite unusual. Yeah, and I've decided to associate with superheroes as a transvestite. Superheroes. I may as well. I'm positive thinking kind of action transvestite. You've got to be positive thinker. Because I still get grief. But superheroes, why the fuck? Because we love superheroes. We have the X-Men, the Y-Men, the B-Men, the C-Men. Not the C-Men, actually, I didn't catch them. The C-Men. Lots of animals. Superman, Batman, Catman, Dogman, Frogman. Elephant Man? Didn't. He should have been a superhero. That would have, you know, balanced out. And that goes all the way back to the Greeks. All the way back. The Greeks had heroes. Like, Achilles was a great hero. Achilles, with the Achilles heel. So everyone kept going, fuck off the heel. Fuck. And they'd just tap it, unwrap it. Ow, ow. I think he just annoyed him, the heel. An itchy heel or something. Agamemnon, great warrior, had an Achilles neck. That was his weak spot. If you caught him with a double-bladed axe just there, he didn't like it. As his head went, boom, he'd go into emergency chicken mode. Dun, 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 dun. What to do? What to do? I've got no head. Can't think. Invade Spain. Why? Lost all my strategy. But they keep going. Chickens, they cut their head off and they keep going. I respect that. I think it would be good if a lot more of us had that chicken spirit. Because at school we go, chicken, chicken. We shouldn't, we should go, chicken. Chicken, sir. Bark, 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 bark,
bark, bark, bark. Yeah, well, that's wonderful, Charlie. Speaking as you do to all the chickens out there, you know, Bill Bailey. Out on Old Oildale Road.
I was working with chickens.
You were, huh?
I was a cock cheeser at Roosterama.
Oh, really?
I used to enrage the bantams before the big bouts.
Yeah, right. That's
not an easy thing. Ask Pedro here.
Yeah, right.
What?
Pedro, you used to work down there, Roosterama.
Yeah, sure, man. You were the best cock.
How did you enrage those little buggers?
I used to sit on them, man.
See, man, that's hard.
I would dress up like a big egg, man, and then I would sit on them, and that freaks them out.
Those chickens are really confused.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
They get mad and angry into the cockpit. What a fight!
That is how we used to enrange them, too.
That's a good job.
Before the fight, Tia here used to pick on them like that.
Yeah, but they allowed that now, man. It's not allowed no more.
I know.
You have to do it silently.
You have to do it on television.
Let me go, tiger, chicken. The ability to keep going with no head is to be respected and pointed out as unusual. It seems to be a bit of a waste of time, but I think they go around in circles, which is like if you spin a coin, eventually they go and then you can eat them. You can't eat them until they go down. That's the law. Chicken undertakers have a problem. Here lies Steve the chicken, died 1923, 3:30 p.m. 3:35 p.m., quarter to four. Later that afternoon, died of injuries sustained while being a chicken. He's buried here. Well, he isn't actually, because we ate him and threw the other bits in the bin. My job's a bit weird, really. I always wanted to be a lumberjack. Transvestite. Anyway, that's all from me. Love from Kenny.
Giant redwood. The larch. The fir. The mighty Scots pine.
What about my bloody parrot?
The smell of fresh cut timber. The crash of mighty trees. With my best girl by my side, we'd sing. Sing! Sing!
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night and I work all day.
He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesday I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.
He cuts down trees, he eats his lunch, he goes to the lavatory. On Wednesday he goes shopping and has buttered scones for tea. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I skip and jump, I like to press wildflowers. I put on women's clothing and hang around in bars.
He cuts down trees, he skips and jumps, he likes to press wildflowers. He puts on women's clothing and hangs around in bars. He's a lumberjack and he's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra. I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
I cut down trees, I wear high heels, suspenders and a bra.
I wish I'd been a girly, just like my dear papa.
Oh, Travis, and I thought you were so Budge.
Oh, you pansies! Hello! Hello!
Do you like Shark Week?
Is this a security question?
Shark Week?
Is this a security
is it Shark Week?
It's Shark Week this week.
I'm scared of shark when, because when it's coming towards you and you taste so good, then go.
Back in Berkeley, biting your back is what I love to do in the morning. Not too hard, your lean body gives teeth purchase, say, only under shoulder blades or just above the hip. Flank bite, side bite. Married one whole day, I emerge from the ocean of zzz, showing my fin, my rough skin making contact. Shark before breakfast. What a way it must be for you to wake up. But you hate and always hated waking to music, whereas the silent shark follows only the rhythm of your exact body, his own hunger. So much for sharks.
So, but it's the timing, isn't it? You're gonna get the shark come. Shark's gonna come to about here with a big mouth, and then you've got to go there.
Yeah.
And the mouth there. I think just go for one eye. Apparently, when he gets close, you go, "What's that?" And he goes, "What?" And it,
that's how you've survived.
If you managed to do that, you would be a genius. A live genius,
yeah. This is from Carolyn in Sisters, Oregon.
Right.
Oregon's nice. You ever been up there?
Yes, Oregon, yes. It's great. It's all the way up
there. It's all up the side, yeah.
I played Portland, Oregon, the crazy.
Portland, Oregon. Yeah, did you do that little theater with the crazy dressing room with three TVs in it?
No.
Oh.
I might have, I'm not sure.
I don't know. I try to remember the name of it.
Played many places, yeah. but they're cool. They've all got, they have things.
They all have their things.
They have trousers and sharks.
Sharks wearing trousers, that's what I'd like to see. The single pant leg with the little fins out the bottom.
Good morning, player number one. You wake up in the second best room in the Pink Hotel. You have survived the effects of the banquet, but you cannot move your left hand. There is a door on the east wall opposite your bed, and next to it is a picture of a naked devil in a mirror.
He looks terrible. Who is that?
It's you.
It's me. I look terrible. Where are my jeans?
In your body.
No, I mean my trousers.
Your trousers are on the chair against the south wall.
I get up, I go to the chair, I'll put on my pants and get out of here. Ow! Ow! What happened?
You knocked over the champagne bottle.
I'll pick up the bottle. I pick up the bottle. Why can't I pick up the bottle?
You cannot move your left hand.
I use my right hand. Is there anything left?
There is one drink left.
Good. Save it.
Saved.
Okay, now give me my trousers. Ah! Help! Help! Help!
There's a one-eyed snake in your trousers.
I hate snakes. Give him the champagne.
The snake is now drunk.
Ah, good. I'll hold on to it.
Then we would take them seriously.
Yeah. Then you say, right. Then we would go, oh, it's coming right for us. They go, what is your point?
We would invest in sharks then.
You're right. Okay. Hi, Craig. My husband of 47 years is riding his bicycle from Canada to Mexico. What should I do for fun?
Drive a tank from New York to Spain.
All right. right. No, I look.
The long way round.
Oh, I see. Yeah. No.
The Bering Straits here. The Bering Straits.
Wait, the Bering Straits, still 50 miles of open water there. You can't, what kind of tank are we talking about, man?
Bailey Bridge. We'll build a Bailey Bridge.
A Bailey. If that can be done, we better all start speaking Russian right away.
Absolutely. They never thought of a Bailey Bridge over there.
What is a Bailey Bridge?
If you watch the Bridge Too Far, the Bailey Bridge is the British bridge that you... And America, you know, they have quicker bridges now.
Right, bridges.
It's a bridge.
I'd suggest some form of class, flower arranging or...
Shag a ghost.
Shag a ghost, yes.